You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
She wrote in on Facebook, but she asked us kindly to not use her name, and I think you'll understand why here in just a second. So why don't we call her Trish?
All right, Trish it is.
Trish. Not Trisha.
Just Trish.
Trish. She starts with, boys, I hope you pick my letter for your five calls says it all. Here's the problem. For the last 2 years, we've done a carpool during the school year, my son and two other boys from the neighborhood. But one of those boys is an absolute nightmare. He's badly behaved. He has made a mess in my car. He's late at least one day every week. His mom is really nice. So I feel bad asking this, but how do you kick one kid out of your carpool group? I'm afraid it would cause trouble for my son with this boy, and I don't know if the word would get around the neighborhood that I kick this boy out, but school starts next week, and I can't imagine another year with this kid in my car having to listen to him and having to wait on him. If you could please do a five call says it all, I'd like to hear how other parents would handle this. Thank you. I love my boys in the morning. And then she goes, ha, I've always wanted to say that.
Oh, Trish. You're so sweet.
We love you back, and we feel for you. The
three boys.
Troublemaking carpool kid.
How do you get rid of him? Especially, like, it sounds like it's within the same neighborhood. So you zip by and pick him up and head off to school. And...
boy, doesn't that add a lot of pressure? If for 2 years, this is going to be the third year, if suddenly mom's like, not you, you stay out of the car.
Right, you didn't think she's driving by him as they leave? You know, what if it's a house like as they leave the neighborhood? And little Braden's standing out there waiting?
Plus, the other kid who's part of the carpool is going to say something like, yeah, we're still doing carpool.
Right. So she almost needs to put the kibosh on both of the boys then that she's picking up.
Oh, no.
But then that's
mean. I
didn't
think about that.
Yeah.
Then the other mom is going to be like,
what did we do? Now I've got to figure out how to get my kid to school on certain days.
The other mom's going to say,
hey, what happened?
Well, blame it on the stinky kid down the street who keeps making a mess in my car. Yeah, how do you do that? And then how do you not get the parents mad at you and...
let's open up phones because you can comment on this or tell your own story about a nightmare carpool situation. Well, one way or the other, we need parents to call and talk about this. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Don't wait. Call right now so we can get your call on the air. Can you fire a kid from carpool? Yes or no?
And if it's yes, how do you do it? How do you go about it? What do you say to the parents?
We need five calls, and that's a simple question. Can you fire a kid from carpool?
Sound off. Come on. We want your call.
I don't think I want to answer yet. I don't want to say anything until we hear from callers. And then I definitely want to hear what you have to say, because you're...
I'm truly stumped. I got to think about this.
Well, your kids walk to school, though, don't they?
They can walk, yeah, so...
so you might not have to deal with this anymore. We're getting a nice mixture of a bunch of Facebook messages on this. We're getting phone calls. Let's start on the phone with... DC. Hello, DC. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Well, really good.
We're doing great.
We're not involved in a carpool, so.
Yeah, Trish has got an issue. What do you think, DC?
Me personally, I think that she, as a mom, I think she should let the mom know, because I'm pretty sure that mom knows that her son is bad as all get out. So if she tell her, I'm pretty sure she would understand that she don't want her kid ride with them anymore.
Right, because it's a direct reflection on the parenting, right? So it's like,
I mean, I wouldn't say that, because if she's that nice, she's probably one of those pushover moms. I'm pretty sure that's probably what it is.
So I would have to
whatever.
Could be.
I would have to respectfully disagree.
I think, know,
listen now, DC, I think out of every 100 parents, if you went to them and said your child is a nightmare, I think 95 out of those 100 would consider you to be the jerk, and they would defend their child all day long.
I don't think so.
I don't
really?
See. I don't see a majority of parents saying, "Oh, I agree, my child's a jerk."
I think it's flip flop. 95% would agree.
Oh, no way.
Not, like, yes. Agree, but I'm definitely
no
sure they know
way.
That their kid is bad. I'm pretty sure they know their kid is bad. Yeah, me personally, I got a son. He's 11. And if you come to me, I would want you, as a parent, I would want you to tell me, hey, your child is pretty bad, you know, whatever, whatever.
Yes.
I'm the same.
Yes. You guys are both great parents, but I'm saying, it's human nature, I don't believe majority of parents are that way.
Well, then it's time to whip out your phone and record this kid, get him in action, and then show the mom. Be like, this is what's going on. He keeps farting in my car.
Or it's your car. Just tell her, hey, I don't want him riding in my car anymore. Or matter of fact, better yet, how about they switch it? It's her turn now. Let her take the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DC, I always love it when you call. I hope you have a great day, okay?
No, I love talking to you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
So go talk to the parents and kick the kid out.
Yeah.
Here's Shauna. Shauna, do you agree with that?
I think she should not kick the kid out.
How come?
Well, if she said that he was making a mess in her car, she can just
tell him to pick it up before he gets out.
Just make some different rules. Say we're not going to open our backpacks in the car. We're not going to eat in the car. I can't imagine what other mess it would be. I had 4 boys and 2 girls, so I understand bodily noises and smells. And
I mean, they're naturally going to make things messy. They're kids. Shauna, Kimber wrote in on her Facebook. She says, give the kid another chance. Just have a talk with him on the first day that there are car rules, and then go over them with him. Don't be late, no mess, and have fun. So that was what Kimber had to say.
You know, the thing about the late, Shauna, is easily solved. I mean, if they have to wait for that kid, you just leave. And then the parents know, hey, you know, we are leaving at 7:10. And if it's 7:12, the train is leaving the station.
No,
and then
the minivan is leaving the station.
Yeah, that puts the onus on the parents. So I am on board with that.
Yes.
So
I agree. And talking to the other parent, especially if the lady sounds like she's nice. And I agree with Jeremy on this, that I think most parents would say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I'll work with my child on this rather than, you know, kind of puff up their chest and defend their child. I think
I don't come across that a lot, at least in my little bubble of community and friends and kids. I don't ever see that.
I'm glad you called, Shauna. I hope you have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Either I am cynical or you guys are living in fairyland.
Absolutely.
There's one of those two. One more quick call, and then we're going to read some of these Facebook messages. Joey. Hey, Joey.
Joey, what's up?
Are we kicking the kid out or not?
I don't think it's a problem with the kid. I think it's the problem with Trish not putting enough discipline in her own car.
Yeah, that's what, like Kimber said, lay down the rules.
Lay down the rules. If the kid's late, hey, I'm not a bus. I got to go. Back delivering my kids and the other kids to school. Put the ownership on the parents. Let these kids stop ruling the world.
So don't kick the kid out.
Yeah. The kid's not the problem. It's the discipline with the parents. That's what the problem is.
I'm glad you called us. Have a great day, Joey.
He's fired up.
Allison wrote in, as much as I feel for Trish, there's really no way you can fire this kid. It'll make Trish the bad guy because nobody else can see what the little monster is doing. I believe her, but I'm afraid she has to suck it up and just deal with the jerk for another year. And then Melanie is kind of making my point, I think. She says, I fired a kid from our carpool and didn't lose 1 second of sleep over it. She was the trash talker in the group and would start in on gossip and nasty talk about other kids before she even had her seatbelt fastened.
All right.
I couldn't stand the energy she brought, so I just told her parents that I didn't think the synergy with the other kids was good. They were cool about it to my face. But I heard later that they trashed me to everyone else, so I see where the daughter got her behavior.
Man.
That's from Melanie. See, I think what's going on is that really nice people like you, well, mostly you, Jeremy, and these callers, you tend to project the way you are onto all other parents. But if you if you took a poll of teachers and you said, when they come in for parent-teacher conferences, I tell them their kid is misbehaving, Ask the teachers how many parents say, oh, my God, thank you so much, versus how many are like, sure, well, you're not doing enough for my child.
I've heard of all those stories.
My
child
is an angel.
But again, I think you'll probably get
a carpool parent.
I think you'll probably get five parents to blame it on the teacher, where the other 25 parents will be like, we're going to have a talk with our kids. I think it's totally backwards in what you're saying.
I hope you're right.
I really do.
I hope you're right.
Sam wrote in and says, just lie, lie, lie. Tell the bad kid's mom that you're not doing carpool anymore. Done. Or just say you're not doing it because of COVID. You have the perfect excuse right now.
This does penalize the other child, though, right?
It does.
Because
but then, whatever,
Trish has
then you're
got
off the hook.
Her child, and then the other one, and those and that family might be the greatest.
Right, but then you know what? You're off the hook then for keeping track of two other kids. That would be me. I would lie and then blame it on COVID and be happy with one kid in the car. That's exactly what I would do.
I guess.
It's all or nothing.
Well, the don't kick the kid out won the day. Between the calls and the messages we got.
Well, put some like rubber seat protectors on and get some Febreze in the car.
Do like, you know, enjoy. Those grandparents used to do, and they would put plastic on the
yes.
on the sofa, you know, the
you
Davenport,
car,
as you've called it.
Car seat covers, just do that.
Yeah, and I love the, you know, a couple of people mentioned, hey, lay down the rules, first day of carpool. These are the rules.
And do that thing where you point at your eyes and then point back at his eyes, you know? Watching you, little farty kid. Keep your Cheerios in your mouth, punk. Telling you, it'll work.
Oh, it's funny.